Wednesday, April 21st, Wednesday of the third week of Easter, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Begin with the invitatory antiphon. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when in Meribah at Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen, alleluia. Now the morning prayer hymn. Light's glittering morn bedecks the sky, heaven thunders forth his victor cry. The glare of the earth shouts his triumph high, and groaning hell makes wild reply. While he, the king of glorious might, treads down death's strength, in death's despite, and trembling hell by victor's right, brings forth his sleeping saints to light. Fast barred beneath the stone of late, in watch and ward where soldiers wait, now shining in triumphant state, he rises victor from death's gate. Hell's pains are loosed, and tears are fled. Captivity is captive led. The angel crowned with light hath said, the Lord is risen from the dead. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. People of every nation shall come and worship you, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 86. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours. All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You who alone are God. Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed. But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me. O, give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. God of mercy and goodness, when Christ called out to you in torment, you heard him and gave him victory over death because of his love for you. We already know the affection you have for us. Fill us with a greater love of your name, and we will proclaim you more boldly before men and happily lead them to celebrate your glory. And repeating the first antiphon, people of every nation shall come and worship you, O Lord. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, our eyes will see the King in all his radiant beauty. Alleluia. Isaiah 33, verses 13 through 16. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my might. On Zion, sinners are in dread. Trembling grips the impious. Who of us can live with the consuming fire? Who of us can live with everlasting flames? He who practices virtue and speaks honestly, who spurns what is gained by oppression, brushing his hands free of contact with a bribe, stopping his ears lest he hear of bloodshed, closing his eyes lest he look on evil. He shall dwell on the heights. His stronghold shall be the rocky fastness, his food and drink in steady supply. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the second antiphon, our eyes will see the King in all his radiant beauty. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, all people will see the saving power of our God. Alleluia. Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills sing out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with fairness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Lord Jesus, you have revealed your justice to all nations. We stood condemned, and you came to be judged in our place. Send your saving power on us, and when you come in glory, bring your mercy to those for whom you were condemned. And repeating the third antiphon, all people will see the saving power of our God. Alleluia. And the reading for this Wednesday morning will be from Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin, once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ. And a responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, whoever sees the Son and believes in him will live forever. And I shall raise him up on the last day. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the God, be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to his father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall go before the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. Whoever sees the Son and believes in him will live forever, and I shall raise him up on the last day. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. Christ was given up for our sins and rose again to make us righteous. Let us cry out to him, saying, "Save us, Lord, by your victory." Christ, our Savior, in conquering death you brought us joy. In rising again you raised us up and filled us with abundance of your gifts. Stir up our hearts and sanctify this day through the gift of your Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Save us, Lord, by your victory. You are glorified by the angels in heaven and adored by mankind on earth. As we celebrate your resurrection, accept our worship in spirit and in truth. Let us pray. Save us, Lord, by your victory. Lord Jesus, save us. Show your great mercy to your people as we look forward to our own resurrection. Have mercy on us and protect us today from every evil. Let us pray. Save us, Lord, by your victory. King of glory, source of all of our life, grant that when you come again, we may be one with you in glory. Let us pray. Save us, Lord, by your victory. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, hear the prayers of your people. May we who have received your gift of faith share forever in the new life of Christ. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.